U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand appeared in Albany today, speaking with members of the New York State chapter of the NAACP. The Democrat campaigning for re-election focused her speech on racial and social inequalities.
One, be voice and sing till earth and heaven ring.
The NAACP New York chapter opened its annual conference Friday afternoon at Albany's Desmond Hotel. Chapter President Dr. Hazel Dukes opened her remarks by mentioning that the organization is nonpartisan, but opposing Republican President Donald Trump and his administration's policies dominated the conversation.
We know the agony that those mothers are having when their children are snatched from them at the border, because our foreparents had the same thing. We were lost. Some of us don't know the history of our great-grandparents because they were hung. So we want America not to be great again, but we want America to live up to its democracy.
Dukes introduced Senator Gillibrand as the conference's guest speaker. Gillibrand, a Democrat campaigning for re-election, has enjoyed support from the NAACP. She has consistently received an A on the group's annual legislative report cards. Gillibrand's speech addressed racial, social, and economic inequalities. She encouraged those in the audience to stand up and speak out against injustice.
So when we let hatred and discrimination fester, when we remain silent when blacks are attacked, or the working class, or immigrants, or Jews, or Muslims, or LGBTQ members of our community, it degrades the entire community. What happens to the least among us happens to all of us.
Gillibrand continued her calls to flip leadership of the House and Senate. In November's election, she faces a challenge from Republican Shel Farley of New York City. Hearkening the efforts of Coretta Scott King, Gillibrand said all should be fighting for full employment.
And I get very frustrated with the Washington crowd because they say, oh, 4% unemployment, it's such a success, it's such a success. Well, no, it's not a success. If you're a young black woman living in an inner city and has 11% unemployment rate, or a young black male living in some cities with over a 12% unemployment rate, or a young veteran coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan with a 20% unemployment rate. So it's not good enough to just say we're at 4% unemployment, because so many people are left behind in that statistic.
Gillibrand said ignoring inequality, quote, hardens our heart to look the other way, end quote.
But this fight cannot be left to just men and women of color. This fight has to be waged by people like me, who look like me. White women who have positions of power must be fighting this fight every day alongside all those who are also fighting this.
Speaking with reporters after her speech, Gillibrand reiterated her opposition to Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, who is facing decades-old sexual assault allegations.
Unfortunately, Judge Kavanaugh does not have the disposition, character, integrity, or honesty to be a Supreme Court justice.
The full Senate is expected to vote Saturday on Kavanaugh's nomination. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.